Good morning, people. Welcome to my channel. Now that we have finished basically all the rising signs and Artha Lords, I'll do some case studies for you from D1 and D10, from sample charts of Gen Z, just to get a grounding on the knowledge and what we are speaking of. But first off, if you're not yet subscribed, please consider subscribing to the channel. If you find content useful, this is a self-study channel kind of an approach, so that you have this content on the go wherever you want and however your interest in astrology is. So the rules of this case study being, D1, we will take the Artha Lords, 2nd house, 6th and 10th house. We shall also consider D10, the Artha Lords, 2nd, 6th and 10th house. And we shall most importantly consider the Artha Lords in D1, which is going into D10 placement and career possibilities there. Just a side note there, just remember always that career is just something you do in the world, your presence in the external world. Capricorn, the 10th house, traditionally speaking, it's to do with your talents, abilities and what you can do, especially in this day and age of AI and taking people's jobs and all that stuff. This is the reason for me making these things, so that you have an idea what else you can do in your career. I have been asked this question by people who come to me for readings also. Arun, what else can we do? Now that we have lost our jobs, what can we do? What other things can I possibly do? So this will discuss more along the lines of possibility rather than a deterministic approach of astrology saying you will do such and such. When the situation externally is changing, we got to re-examine how we view astrology itself, isn't it? Old rules do not apply in the modern world. So we shall take modern careers and professional possibilities. We'll deal in possibilities. Again, we are taking Gen Z random charts from 1998 year onwards as the case studies. Let us do case study for Anika now. The natal chart is in the front and analysis is also present. First of all, she is a Capricorn ascendant. Always first watch the ascendant. That's our rules. The reason I give importance to ascendant first and the sign it occupies is because ascendant is your filter, the basic filter through which you view your entire life, not just career. Of course, here we are studying career, so it's a different thing. So her career path, what is coloring it? Capricorn. Capricorn is a slow-moving sign. Capricorn needs fame because it's the public 10th house, isn't it? So it requires or desires physical visibility in the public image. Public image counts a lot for Capricorn ascendant. If something happens to their public image as a result of planets and so on, it affects them personally, it affects their personality. This is Capricorn ascendant in D1. Now we'll go to the second lords, 6th lords and 10th lords, and also the planets placed there. Second house is Aquarius with moon placed there. So mother is very unconventional. Mother will have that influence on this girl of unconventionality. Mother may be very quiet and unconventional in her approach to thinking. Very outside the box kind of thinking, mother there, because moon is there in second house. Family values may be unconventional, second house Aquarius. Okay. But let's see the Lord, Saturn and Rahu. Saturn is in 6th house and Rahu is in the 5th house. So what does this lead to? Saturn, first of all, is sitting in Gemini. Now when Saturn goes into Gemini, it typically tends to become very lazy at work. Third sign of Gemini is of effort and 6th house is the house of daily work. Saturn here sitting in Gemini makes a person sort of avoid work, you know, lazy in nature. They know what the work is, they want to use it, but they sit back and relax and they don't want to do anything about it. This has to be watched for. Do not be lazy at work, do what needs to be done. And Saturn in Gemini provides more slower communication, slower learning abilities, slows down the mind. But Rahu in the 5th house in Taurus will provide that greed for money. Taurus is the sign of money. So that desire for speculative market investment. 5th house is the house of speculative markets. Rahu is in Rohini. So it leads to a desire in her daily career path with regard to her wealth and values. It leads to a personality which desires a lot of quick money. Rahu wants things quickly. Rahu in 5th house in Taurus. And Saturn, which slows down at work. So kind of makes her very entitled to, you know, I require this. I don't want to work. I just want to invest and make big money. Invest in a lottery ticket and make lots of money. This is the attitude. The value system isn't very sound, isn't it? Saturn in 6th gives her values of discipline, duty and structured problem solving, which you should do consciously, by the way. All of these are conscious efforts. This is the reason I bring these to you. Unless you're conscious about this, you don't know where to course correct. Rahu in 5th adds ambition, very high ambition, creative risk-taking, unconventional spark. And since it's in Rohini in Taurus in the 5th, there's a excessive desire for accumulation of wealth. Rahu does very well in Taurus because of this. The 6th lord now, which is Mercury. Okay, where has it gone? Mercury in 7th, along with a lot of other planets. Mercury is conjunct Mars, Sun and Jupiter. That makes a powerhouse, isn't it? 7th house. But that is in Cancer. Always watch the sign first. If it is sitting in the sign of Cancer, everything becomes subject to moodiness. There's a lot of moodiness in her approach to others when it comes to dealing with others. 7th house is the house of others, business, partnerships, spouse and so on. What happens when it comes to career? The 6th lord has come into the 7th. May even have fights with the spouse a lot because 6th lord has come into the 7th house. Because of mental challenges or intellectual disagreements is what I'm getting. Mercury in 7th shows her daily work style revolves around communication, yes, but she's hesitant, like I said, because Saturn slows that down. Conjunct Sun, she carries authority and leadership in professional dealings with Jupiter. She adds judgment and wisdom and fairness. Jupiter adds a bit of good signature over there. Okay, provides wisdom there. But Jupiter doesn't do very well when it's conjunct Mercury. They are opposing. You got to remember this, planetary opposing energies. So it provides wisdom, fairness, and with Mars, she has the courage and the competitive edge. So Jupiter and Mars provide that direction with wisdom. Sun provides the egoist aspect, want fame. Sun wants fame here when it's dealing with others. Okay. Ketu's aspect from the 11th house. Ketu is aspecting the 7th house. Okay? From the 11th house. Adds detachment, giving her the ability to step back and remain objective in workplace challenges. So 11th house is also the house of others of multinational companies when we are speaking of careers. Now that is looking at this Jupiter, Mercury, Mars and Sun. So it provides a measure of detachment from egotistical satisfactions desired because of all of this. So it's good in a way. Collectively, her approach to her colleagues in conflicts is strategic because 6th house we are talking about daily work. Her approach is strategic, communicative, principled and blending diplomacy, which is Mercury, authority, Sun, wisdom, Jupiter and assertiveness, Mars, all with comes with the signature of detachment. The reason probably Ketu is called Moksha Karaka is because it detaches you from the fruits of something. Rahu wants fruits all the time on the opposite side. Ketu does not care about the results. It just wants to do the work and get out of there as quickly as possible. This is why Ketu is detached by default. Now let's see the 10th Lord Venus. It's a Libra. Capricorn rising, therefore Libra in the 10th house. So where is Venus placed? Venus is placed in the 8th house. This ties her career satisfaction to depth, transformation and working with complex or hidden matters. Very good in research. She might become very good in research. Maybe her career will also transform later in life. If the 10th lord is sitting in 8th house, there will be frequent career transformations for this girl. She will change her career path. Also, the Lord of the 8th is sitting in the 7th. Okay. So, it is affecting all what we talked about previously. Everything that is sitting in the 7th house will also be affected because the Lord is sitting there. So, it is a dominant signature of career transformations through life. Cancer is also fluctuating. 8th house is also a fluctuating house. And the 10th lord is sitting in the 8th house. So collectively, you can say safely that her career will undergo lots of transformations. She will change it until eventually she finds a good path. So Venus 8th wants to do research, maybe even work with DNA, because it's the house of Sun. Venus is in Leo. Hidden matters, research into DNA, which requires slow and steady progress. The aspect of Moon from second house, Moon is directly looking at this Venus, adds an emotional value driven dimension. Unconventional though, I must say, Moon is in Aquarius. Publicly, she is seen as creative, refined and adaptable in transformative environments. This is a more of an adjective framing of artificial intelligence, not necessarily true whatever is there on the screen. Okay, you have got to use your discernment and knowledge. Someone capable of navigating complexity while also connecting with people emotionally. Yes, that can be true. Lots of planets in Cancer, there is the refinement of emotional body through life. Jupiter, Sun, Mars, Mercury are not small four planets in one single house, isn't it? So her emotional body will be refined through her interaction with the external world. Although her Moon is in second house and she loves to be secretive about it, secretive about her food habits, about her family, this aspect of seventh house tends to purify her approach to life, even to her career. Career fulfillment, it says, comes from when she works in areas that demand change management. She may get good at change management later on in life. Financial resource or depth or creative adaptation. My resource, 8th house is the house of other people's wealth. So wealth management comes there. Collective interpretation now. Values. Saturn with Rahu, rooted in persistent structure and unconventional creativity. Yes, sure. Work style, Mercury in 7th. Negotiation, partnerships, competitive yet principled. Career satisfaction, Venus in 8th, aspected by Moon. Found in deep transformative field with public image of adaptation, creativity and emotional awareness. I'm guessing she will do more with creative engagement, because Venus with Moon and everything in Cancer, that might be more like it. So let's look at likely career archetypes for Anika. Through D1, we'll get to D1, D10 next. Finance and financial fields, risk analyst. Well, yeah, Venus in 8th house, isn't it? 10th lord is in 8th house, so everything to do with finance and wealth manager, compliance regulation specialist. Would you say that? Leave your comments if you're finding something different to what I am saying. Consulting and strategy, corporate consultant, policy advisor, partnership strategist. Yes, okay, that could be it, because even the 9th lord is sitting conjunct Jupiter in Cancer. It may have to do with giving rules and guidelines to the masses in her career path. That could be another one. Research and depth oriented fields, maybe like a psychologist, investigator, research analyst, forensic and complex problem specialist. See how many career paths are available. I wanted to get an idea of the career paths in the modern world of what could be suiting this particular individual. That's what I want you to get more than anything else. Venus is looking at Moon, or Moon is aspecting this Venus in the 8th house from Aquarius. So it's a psychologist attitude, investigator, research analyst, or forensic complex problem solver. This is all it's saying because of the 10th lord placement in the 8th house being Venus. But it's more to do with wealth, isn't it? Venus is more to do with wealth management rather than other kinds of research. It's a different thing. If Ketu is aspecting it, it'll go to research. Ketu is not aspecting this Venus. So I would put less credibility to that. Creative and transformational roles. Media brand manager, sure, Venus. Change management consultant, sure. Innovation strategist, sure. So first one, finance and transformation and creative transformational roles in this media and brand director, I would say more, simply because there is Rahu in the 5th, very creative, very driven towards creative pursuits. as well as Venus in the 8th house. And Saturn being in Gemini, it learns through life all of these skills and attributes. Now let's see D10. Now there's D10 chart in front of you. And along with analysis, let's see what the D1, 2nd, 6th and 10th Lord play out in the D10 chart. That's the way we are analyzing this. D10 as the innate drive in the career, or what it might lead to in career paths later on in life. Now Capricorn, now she is a Aquarius ascendant and Ketu is in the first house. Right away you should tell that she is very detached from the public. She loves to work in private. Although as much as Aquarius loves a public attention, Ketu there makes it difficult. Okay, Ketu is in Shatbija also. So it's a very private kind of individual, lot of internal processing going on. And it's also aspecting Saturn conjunct Sun sitting in the 5th house. Ketu is looking at that. Therefore, this individual will be very detached in terms of her work, in terms of her profession. Saturn in 5th makes her values disciplined, methodical and responsibility driven. Again, it's sitting in Gemini, so there is a bit of a laziness in doing things. Saturn was in Gemini even in the natal, as well as D10. And Saturn is the karaka of work. So she has to get over her laziness, which might be a struggle considering Saturn sitting in Gemini. Also, she is looking for leadership there. Leadership in communications, dominant in communicating. Sun is sitting in Gemini in the 5th. She desires that leadership, but Saturn is going to slow that down. Rahu in the 7th. Because Rahu is sitting in the 7th, the co-lord of the 2nd house in D1 now goes to the 7th house. Unconventional ambition. Rahu in the 5th wants to be like the Sun. Sun is sitting in the 5th house, in its own house but different sign. The lord of the 7th is sitting in the 5th. So there is a creative endeavor going on between the 5th and 7th house, and Rahu amplifies that. Along with Mars and Mercury. It is sitting with Mars and Mercury. So this is an aggressive drive or push towards wanting recognition and pushing her unconventional ideas into her career. So this becomes a very leadership driven person. Although she doesn't desire that much of being a leader, being Ketu in the first house in Aquarius. So together, second lords, what does it bring us the picture? Together, she executes a career with a blend of structured responsibility. Saturn and Sun has a slow growth. And maybe even lots of strife and conflicts with the bosses or government, because Saturn along with Sun does not get along well. Typical father-son battle going on there. And fearless innovation, Rahu. Rahu, fearless innovation with regard to partnerships. She's not very good with partnerships because she's got Rahu conjunct Mars and Mercury. So although it's a house of others, in a professional field she should not be getting into partnerships, because this becomes a very aggressive combination, Rahu and Mars together in 7th, in terms of career. Let us see what happens to the 6th Lord. Mercury, 6th Lord of D1. Attitude to daily work, colleagues in conflict resolution. Mercury in 7th emphasizes partnership driven communicative approach, sure, but like I said, not advised because of Rahu and Mars there. Conjunct Mars, she can become really assertive, sharp, competitive and sort of a conflict oriented. Rahu and Mars is the worst combination for doing anything with partnerships, because they want to be number one all the time. And Rahu is very cunning and bold in expressing that when with Mars. Makes her bold, original, ambitious. This provides a lot of ambition and a lot of firepower. Saturn's aspect from the 5th, because this is 3rd to Saturn, gives her patience and method and disciplined thinking even in conflict. This Saturn 3rd aspect from 5th slows that down. Slows that energy of aggression in 5th going on. In workplace, we are talking of career strictly here. Collectively, her work style is strategic, outspoken and innovative, balancing diplomacy with directness. You can combine all these things. She thrives in environments that demand partnerships, but she is not very good in partnerships. Problem solving, yes, very good. acumen for problem solving. Saturn and Sun in Gemini in 5th, and which is the Lord of the 7th. And in 7th house there is Mars, Rahu, Mercury. So very good problem solving skills, I would say. In the fields of problem solving, she would do very good. Creative problem solving. Aggressive, mental, intellectual problem solving. 10th Lord, Venus in the D1, now has gone to which house? Over here it's gone to 3rd house, conjunct Jupiter. That's a good combination there, but it is sitting in Aries. So Aries once again has a very strong restless energy. It wants to initiate something. Think of 1 and 5 together. Aries in the 3rd house and Leo in the 7th house. These two seem to be forming some kind of a yoga there. Because Rahu is aspecting that Venus and Jupiter also. So that kind of spoils the deal, isn't it? Rahu provides that aggressive attitude to Venus and Jupiter. Venus in 3rd shows a career fulfillment comes from initiative, communication and applied creativity. She's good at innovating new stuff in creative fields and making up her own new laws. Jupiter, sitting in Aries, wants to initiate new laws, for example, new rules. Conjunct Jupiter, it adds wisdom, teaching ability and expansive vision. It's all good to say, but Aries provides a very restless energy, pointing to careers where she guides, advises or inspires through knowledge. Rahu's aspect from 7th provides this intense ambition, pushing her towards distinctive, bold, unconventional recognition in her career. This is the tussle she has to go in her career. Ketu in the 1st house, she doesn't feel anything. But Rahu in the 7th house, aspecting all of these planets, provides that aggressive push towards recognition. So she'll keep pushing in her career towards wanting recognition, maybe even in social media, because it's in 11th house, Aquarius rising. And yet she will feel empty in the career path. She will not feel fulfilled because of this. Saturn with Sun in Gemini might increase that through time. Slow growth. Slow down. Okay. Publicly, she is seen as creative, articulate and intellectually authoritative. Saturn and Sun, it's speaking of. Someone who can inspire, influence and lead through communication. So likely career types for Anika based on D10 now. Consulting and strategy, corporate advisor, policy strategist, negotiation consultant. Could be working with government because Saturn and Sun are together in Gemini. Something to do with verbal communications in the government circles, in creative circles. Maybe even in risk taking, risk management. Communication media, PR director, media planner and marketing brand specialist. Branding is good because the Lord of the 7th is sitting in 5th. And Rahu and Mars and Mercury together make a powerful branding person, marketing person. Education and guidance, it says. Lecturer, researcher, corporate trainer. No, it doesn't have too much patience for this. I don't think this will be the case. She is using the power of Venus and Jupiter in Aries along with 7th to do some marketing and brand management. Okay, brand strategist. That's a good one for this girl. Leadership in an innovation. Program director, transformation consultant, partnership. Not so much. Again, based on the D10, which is a little away from D1, I would suggest a career path which is more driven towards marketing. Rahu, Mars, Mercury in 7th in Leo and the Sun sitting in the 5th house. So a lot of creative energy brought there with an aspect of intellectual sharpness, cunningness, shrewdness, all of which is needed for marketing. And she is Aquarius, ascendant in D10, so it's all about public image. She might feel personally detached from it. She might accomplish a lot of things and yet feel detached. This is a sort of irony it comes down to, isn't it, in our career paths. If you are finding something different, leave it in the comment box below. I want this to be a more interactive group in terms of analysis for any of the charts that I have done so far. Take care, be safe.